It holds my throat like a declaration, a soft, unrelenting truth. The leather is smooth against my skin, stitched with care, and the ring at the front waits patiently for the leash that completes the statement. I am his. There's power in that. Power in lifting my head and offering him my neck. It's not weakness to kneel. It takes strength to surrender, to trust someone so completely that the weight of their claim feels less like restraint and more like freedom. The night he gave it to me, the leash was draped in his hand. Just a suggestion, a taste of what could come next. Do you understand what this means? He asked, his voice low, his words deliberate. I nodded. And in that moment, I didn't just agree, I reveled in it. I tilted my head back, baring my throat, in a silent plea for him to take me fully. When he fastened the collar around my neck, the buckle slid into place like a jigsaw piece. Then he clipped the leash to the ring, and my breath caught as he tugged gently, testing. That first pull sent a wave through me, not just arousal, but a bone-deep knowing that I belonged to him. And in that belonging, I felt stronger, more myself, more alive. Whenever I feel the leash tug, whether it's a gentle reminder or a firm command, I revel in it. In the paradox of control, how being his gives me purpose, how letting him own me makes me powerful. This collar, this leash, they aren't just objects, they are symbols of trust, of strength, and the way I've chosen to give myself to him, not because I'm lesser, but because I'm whole. Because I know it takes power to submit, and I revel in the surrender that only he can draw from me. When he pulls the leash, it's not just a tug, it's a command, a spark that travels through the collar and ignites every nerve in my body. The tension is delicious, forcing my breath to catch, my lips to part, as heat floods through me in waves, and if I'm lucky, his cum will too. Come here, he says, and I can't help but obey, stumbling forward as the leash tightens, each step making me more aware of the way the leather presses into my skin, a reminder of his control. Gathers the leash in his fist, shortening it until I can feel the weight of his presence, the demand in his grip. His other hand finds my chin, tilting my head back so I'm forced to meet his eyes. Dark, intense, full of fire. Look at you, he murmurs, his voice low and thick with arousal. You wear it so well. The words send a jolt through me, my thighs pressing together as my body responds to the way he looks at me, like I'm his, completely and unapologetically. I feel the wetness of my arousal pooling between my legs, an ache that only he can satisfy. His hands are on me now, rough, insistent, pulling at my clothes until I'm bare before him. The collar stays in place, making everything feel more intense. When his hands press against me, when his lips find my body, I can barely breathe, each touch making me plead for more. He pulls again, harder this time, punishment for my desperate words. The leash bites into the ring at my throat, The pain sends a sharp thrill through me, and I gasp, soft but desperate, my knees weakening as I stumble closer, ever closer to him. I feel small under his control, and it makes me feel so powerful to be wanted like this, to be claimed. Down, he says, his voice firm, and the command travels through me like a shockwave. I sink to my knees without hesitation, the leash taut between us, forcing me to look up at him. From this angle, the world feels smaller, narrowed to just him, his hands, his eyes, his cock. He looks down at me like I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. "You're mine," he growls, pulling the leash just enough to make my breath hitch, and I moan because I am, because every inch of me aches to be his. His fingers trace the edge of the collar, slow and deliberate, his thumb brushing over the ring as if testing its strength, testing mine. "You love this, don't you?" he asks, his tone teasing, almost cruel. I can't form words anymore, so I nod, the movement restricted by the leash, making the collar bite even more into my neck. He chuckles, low and dark, as he leans down. "Good girl," he whispers, his breath hot against my ear. The praise hits me harder than any touch, and I tremble, my body responding to every word, every pull, every moment he keeps me tethered to him. This isn't just surrender. This is ecstasy, a kind of bliss that comes from knowing I'm his, from reveling in the way he owns me completely. When he pulls me up from my knees, his hands are already on me, one gripping the leash, the other rough and insistent, dragging me closer until our bodies finally collide. His mouth finds mine, hungry, consuming, and the kiss is all teeth and heat, his dominance spilling over into every touch. The leash winds around his fist, keeping me tethered as he maneuvers me, pressing me against the wall. The cool surface shocks me as his hands roam, claiming every inch of me. With every movement, he is reminding me of who I belong to. "Mine," he growls against my skin, and the word ignites something primal in me. He doesn't need to say it. I feel it in the way he moves, the way he presses into me, taking what's already his. The leash stays tight, holding me exactly where he wants me, as his hands grip my hips and he pushes his hardness into me, slow at first, deliberate, making me feel every inch of him. The pressure of the collar, the weight of the leash in his hand, it all heightens the intensity, every sensation sharper, deeper. When he thrusts harder, his grip on the leash tightens, pulling me back against him, making me cry out. The sound is raw, desperate, and it only seems to spur him on, his movements unrelenting, his control absolute. Each pull of the leash syncs with his rhythm, a push and pull that leaves me breathless, caught between surrender and ecstasy. The collar presses into my throat and I revel in the tension, in the way he takes me completely, body and mind. When release finally crashes over me, it's overwhelming, consuming, a wave of heat and need that leaves me shaking in his grasp. And still he holds the leash. Still he keeps me tethered, drawing out every last ounce of pleasure until I'm utterly spent. Even after, when the leash is gone and his hands are gentle again, The collar stays. It remains snug around my neck, a symbol of this moment, of everything we are together. I leave it on because it's not just his claim. It's mine. A choice. A truth. I still feel its weight, the reminder that I'm his, fully, completely, and I wouldn't have it any other way.